Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser. Hold on while I take out my Invisalign so I'm not lisping during this podcast. Andrew, what can you do to improve your diction for us today? I just took out my Invisalign. Is there anything you can take out?
Maybe if I put yours in, it might balance it out. Like, you know when people take Adderall and they don't have ADD?
Right, right.
They bounce off the wall. So maybe if I put your Invisalign in, I'll talk like, suddenly, you know, a senator.
Wait, can you try to not have a lisp?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have you say sack of sassafras.
Sacks of sass.
Nope.
Oh, nope.
Sacks?
Nope.
You didn't even let me fucking start.
Well, it didn't go well right out of the gate, but so maybe, let's try it again.
Maybe by the end of the sentence, I'll bring it back.
Try your hardest.
Sacks of...
Yep, okay. Well, Emil Joachim is here. Do you want to try, Emil?
Sacks? Sacks of sassafras?
Well, how is that?
Okay, that actually sounded lispy, too. I think this is not a fair...
The word is a lisp, like sacks. It has nine S's.
Sacks.
That's a good point. We're walking in Florida right now, in Jacksonville. We're walking from the Ramada Inn to a Whole Foods, which the comedy club that we're performing in this weekend in Jacksonville, Florida, is inside a Ramada Inn. And I don't want to give anything away, but because I usually don't like to say where I'm staying, but it's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah, I mean, there you are on the sign right there.
Yeah, it's the sign. We're walking by the sign for the Ramada Inn, and it's the Ramada Inn, and then underneath is going to be my face. And it's literally where I'm staying. People, usually you're supposed to be kind of, private. When celebrities go to hotels, they usually have a fake name. Andrew's going to take a picture of me right now. Well, we're recording a podcast right now, so I just feel like this isn't the right time to take a picture of me by my sign. Anyway, it's so weird to stay at this hotel because I was telling the boys last night.
The boys?
Yeah, you guys are the boys.
Boys.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know why, but it's just you and the boys.
We have to be chill when she says the boys. We have to act calm. You can't giggle like that. Act
no,
cool, dude.
You guys act like the boys, you know? The boys, yeah, that's more like it. They just did some kind of handshake. So we're walking on the sidewalk in Jacksonville, Florida, from the Ramada Inn to a Whole Foods to have lunch. And but it's just weird because I'm in the suite at this hotel, which it's a stretch. It's nice enough, but I just hate knowing that every comedian has slept in that room. Like when you go to a hotel generally, you don't know who's come before you. I know who's literally come before me in this room. Whoever was here last week has jerked off everywhere in that room. I wonder who was here last week. I should look it up. But, like, you know, they have a list of all the comedians that have been here recently.
Maybe it would turn you on more. Maybe it's a hot guy's come, like Dean Del Rey or something.
I just don't want, you know, Steve Trevino, who's here next week, to know that I was definitely taking a shit in the same toilet he's going to take a shit in. Like, it just doesn't... I don't like it. I don't want people to know where I've been.
You should come over there, come to like dominate and like claim your territory.
Okay, I'll try that. Yeah, that's going to be difficult though. I haven't squirted since Vegas.
If you want the boys to come in like on the last day after you check out,
yeah,
we get one quick come in there to come on their come for you.
Thank you so much for that.
For you.
The boys.
That's what the boys do. Nikki and the boys. Oh, my God. We've created something that is definitely going to be our new thing. We've got Jackpot. We've got Nikki and the boys. It's been a while since the three of us have been on the road together. Emil Joachim, of course, opened for me in Las Vegas. And then Vegas. Sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Vegas. Where else did we work together? Nashville?
Nashville and then San Jose.
Yeah, baby. And San Jose, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is our fourth weekend together. Emil is in college at the University of Indiana. He's starting his senior year on Monday. I can't believe it. that I'm hanging out with a senior. I feel so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. As a sophomore, I was like, wow, you know? But also, no one walks in Florida, if you've noticed.
Oh, yeah. We are about to get hit every 2 seconds.
There's no sidewalks.
And we're trying to record a podcast, which is just like, we look like the biggest douchebags. We, you know what? We look like we're on the beat, like I'm covering some kind of crime in Florida. Because I have my phone, and I have a microphone plugged into my phone, and I'm just putting it up to their faces like I'm Dan Rather in the 1970s.
You look like a vlogger that would like go to Chernobyl, like a YouTube vlogger, and like expose themselves to radiation just
yeah.
for views.
Yeah, from Vice.
Yeah.
I really do. We're approaching a Whole Foods.
How does it feel to be starving and dying and your land is being taken away from you? Oh, wait a second. I got an appointment at a massage place at 7. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a third ear growing out of your neck already.
We're not uncovering anything today here on this podcast. Florida's so hot. I feel so tired. Just like this heat feels like you're swimming.
Yeah, man, it feels like home to me.
Yeah, Andrew's from Florida, so he's just teaching us all. Can you tell us, like, about this area?
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Well, it's northern Florida, where if you go more north in Florida, you actually become more south. It's a weird thing. You become more southern. There's more trucks. There's more country. Mm-hmm. There's more trees. There's a very big football game, Georgia versus Florida, which happens here in Jacksonville.
Well, I'm tapped out from that, from hearing about that. Look at this place. It's called Ageless Men's Health. We're at like a mini mall. Oh, it's testosterone replacement. Andrew.
Maybe. Will it make my cock bigger?
Probably not. I definitely know you've looked into every possible way that that could happen. So you tell me, will that make your cock bigger? You've done the research.
No.
Will anything? Is there anything out there that will?
You could get surgery where you can pull more of your dick out of your body.
And are you going to do that?
I've done it multiple times. I used to have an innie, and now it's an innie outie, I guess you would call it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Emil, have you ever Googled, like, how to get a bigger dick?
No, but, I mean, that's worrisome that you know, like, a deep cuts version of, like, old surgery techniques.
I'm telling you, if you have something that you don't like about yourself, you've researched how to fix it. What do I want to get done recently? Well, I definitely want to get a butt. I definitely want to get a butt. I'm going to get butt injections at some point. Because why the hell not? You know, I'm tired of seeing these girls with tiny little waists and big old asses. And everyone goes, I'm like, God, how does she do it? It's so amazing. If a girl has a tiny, tiny waist and a big fat ass, it's surgery. I'm not kidding you guys. Unless there's maybe one or two examples of girls that just naturally have that. But she's getting injections, and I don't hold it against her. But let's not pretend that girls just naturally have these figures. It ain't happening. Okay, now we're into Whole Foods. How do you guys feel? What's our approach here?
Air conditioning. With Whole Foods, I tend to hit up the buffet or get the sushi, and usually there's some hard nips by the poultry.
Hard nips by the poultry. What do you mean?
Women with hard nipples by the poultry.
Why would there be hard nips by the poultry?
That's where it's refrigerated.
Oh, okay. Emil, what's going to be your approach here in Whole Foods?
I've got hard nips already. I'll follow. Andrew seems to be taking leadership. Anytime in Florida, he seems to know what we should do. And his shirt is a mess.
Oh, my God. Andrew's shirt today. It's like you don't even need to. It's a black T-shirt. Guys, you don't even need to put a... You know the type of thing that you see when you put a black light on a black shirt and all the debris and evidence that just you can finally see? You don't need to do that with Andrew's shirt. It's fully visible, all of the debris. When was the last time you washed that shirt? I really, truly want to know and answer seriously. It's a black T-shirt.
Yes. I think when I bought it.
So you've never washed that. And when did you buy it?
About 6 months ago.
That's not true.
This might be a different one, though.
I put a gun to your head right now and said, you have to tell me when the last time that shirt was cleaned, whether it was manufactured clean, like you've never washed it, or how many times do you think you've worn it when you haven't cleaned it?
Multiple times. I mean, first of all, I'm not a big sweater. I get a little dandruff on there and a little bit of jizz. But other than that, it's a clean shirt.
Oh, my God. Did everyone hear that? So the answer to that is he's never washed his shirt. How does someone fuck you? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Emil, how often do you clean your clothes?
Every other wear, probably. I sweat a lot, though. But I think he's lying about not sweating. You can't be that hairy and, like, loud and noisy. Like, the rest of your body sweats.
Everyone sweats. Boys get away with anything. Hot girls fuck Andrew. His girlfriend is so hot. And he doesn't clean his clothes. When was the last time? Like, I can't even. I mean, we've been through this so many times. Oh, you know what I just. What did you just say?
There's piss on my short somehow.
Somehow. Oh, I wonder how that got there.
There's pisses.
Do you want to know something that's so funny? I was just sitting on the.
It could be a gator.
Why would that be a gator? Why would a gator?
An alligator piss my pants.
I was just watching a clip from John Mulaney's special about how he was like, I was just backstage and I accidentally spilled water on my pants and I was trying to dry it so when I came out on stage you guys wouldn't think I peed my pants. And he goes, can we all just accept the fact that no one pees their pants and that if you see water on pants, it's probably from washing your hands and water from the sink? Like, men are just roasting their nuts under hand dryers so that people don't think you peed your pants. And I was watching it and I was going, yeah, you know what, John? You're right, except with Andrew Collin. He actually pees his pants and will go out with... I've seen it multiple times where you have a big stain right in the front from where your dick did not get shook enough.
Maybe some guys can't shake their dicks because they're innie outies. You know, you ever think about that? I can't shake my dick because it's not long enough, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
It actually was. What do you do when you... Emil, do you ever have...
piss my pants?
Do you ever, like, no, like, you know, you don't shake it well enough, yeah. And you get pee on. Does that happen to you?
No, because you have to do, like, a dumb, like, you, like, wiggle your hips, kind of, and you just get off the last couple drops. That's what you have to do. You have to look dumb.
Why aren't men just taking toilet paper and dabbing it a little bit? Because why can't you do that?
You could have discharge, piss discharge, yeah. Literally.
Piss like, charge.
Piss charge 10 seconds after you pee. So, and it's just a couple drops, but water expands. Especially when you're wearing shorts like this. I mean, it depends what you wear. Jeans, you're fine. You could fucking do whatever you want.
All right. Well, that explains that. But I just loved that John Mulaney's joke was completely refuted by my experience with Andrew Collin, who I've seen have pee on his pants multiple times. Again, his girlfriend is a decade and a half younger than him, probably 6 to 10 points hotter than him, and... And likes fucking him and is turned on by, you gotta start cleaning your clothes if you piss all over your clothes. That's the thing. You piss on yourself and then you don't wash your clothes. What's wrong with you?
Sometimes you just gotta go with the flow.
He's a squirter. We got a squirter here. He's a squirter.
We got a dripper. Drip, drip. That's the puddle. It's the piss coming out of your pants.
Okay. You know what? This joke has gone on long enough. I wash my clothes.
No, I've never heard you say I'm doing laundry. Do you know how many times my friends...
I don't brag about doing laundry. It's not a hard thing to do. I do laundry every 4 or 5 months.
When was the last time you did laundry? Literally tell me the last time you did laundry. Okay, he can't even think of it. So that means that it wasn't... that's too long. If you can't remember the last time you did laundry... Hey, Emil, when was the last time you did laundry?
Wednesday.
Great. Okay, that's a normal answer. I could ask anyone in this Whole Foods when the last time they did laundry was, and they would know. Andrew cannot even...
What do you think about the Epstein thing?
Oh, God. Okay, so now we're at the Whole Foods salad bar. I want to see Andrew make a salad. Can I walk with you and hear your choices?
Sure.
This is where the box... This is where you get your box. Get the paper.
Why?
No, it's plastic. Get the paper. Come on, man.
Man, is she chill.
I'm such a bitch. I don't know what he's going to do without... oh, God. He's scooping...
What are you all doing?
Tuna salad.
Tuna salad was his first step.
It has raisins and mayonnaise and tuna. He's just getting different mushes. Oh, my God. That maybe is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. California turkey salad. You guys, it has whole grapes in it. It looks like something that looks like a joke food. Like, that looks like something that, oh, my God.
Something the Wiggles would make. Looks like something the Wiggles would make.
Wait, I don't understand that reference. Oh, the Wiggles are, like, a band that play children's music, but do they make funny?
They made, like, fruit salad and shit, but it looked like plastic food. Like, no one would eat it.
Yes. I mean, it's, you can't call something a salad, and it's just mayonnaise and chicken. And, oh, God, it's disgusting. Let's see what else he's up to. Hold on. We lost him. He's approaching a vegetable. There might be a vegetable. Oh, you don't want to get fried chicken like you ate yesterday? Beef lasagna. He's going for some beef lasagna, you guys. Why are you ruining it? He's ruining the dish completely. Oh, God.
He's about to put it on top of the lettuce.
He's just... Okay, he just put some lettuce on top. I want you to take a picture of this so you guys can see how disgusting... Are you trying to be funny right now?
No,
this is truly what you want?
Yes.
Okay, now he's going... Oh, you passed by the vegan meatballs. You want to try one vegan meatball?
What, just eat it now?
No, I'm not... You can't eat it now. One time I was at Whole Foods, you guys, and in Santa Monica... And I was at the salad bar, and I ran into my dad's best friend from high school, and who I've, like, known my whole life. He lives in Venice, and he was eating, he had made himself a whole bowl and was just eating it next to the salad bar like a homeless person. And he was like, hey, Nikki, like, wouldn't you be embarrassed? He's like a 60-year-old man.
I wouldn't have said hi to him. No, not at all.
He's like catching an old guy at a strip club. And he's like, whoa.
He wasn't embarrassed. It's just what he does. And no one stops him.
Yeah, it's smart. I mean, Whole Foods makes enough money.
You're done? Huh? You didn't want to get anything else?
No, that's good.
You didn't even explore.
Tuna salad, chicken salad, beef lasagna, a vegan meatball, a chicken masala meatball, and... One more thing. Oh, a little bit of curry chicken.
I thought you were depressed. Why aren't you trying to eat better for, like, your depression?
What do you mean?
I mean, that is the meal of someone who just found out they were going to die tomorrow. And they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Okay, that checks out. What are you going to get? What are you going to get?
Mine will probably look like Andrew's, but I'm 20 years younger than him, so I think I can pass.
I know, Emil can do whatever the fuck he wants. We went to Steak and Shake last night, and Emil got a milkshake because he's a child, and he should. And it falls right off of him because he's 21. You're 21, right?
Yeah. But that, I realized that this isn't going to last, so I'm like, I'll get it out of my system now.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I used to say to my, like, when people were, like, working out in their 20s, I'm like, why? Don't do that. You're going to have to do that the rest of your life. Yeah. Emil, do you want to get something? I'm going to keep just, I have to keep podcasting.
Yeah, keep it going. Well, you want me to get you something?
No, I would never want you to get me something. Do you just offer to make me a dish?
Yeah, I'll make you a salad.
No, you would pick all the wrong things.
I know exactly what you'd want.
Okay, tell me what I get.
You want extra lettuce. You want...
Yep.
Mushroom.
What would you pick out of this display for me?
So easy. The zucchini.
Nope. I don't want any zucchini.
Nope. Cauliflower.
Yep. So much cauliflower. I hate the way you say cauliflower. You say it like a child who just learned how to talk. Say it again.
Cotton.
Oh, my God. Cotton, too. Cotton.
How much on here you would like, actually? Oh. Some hummus? But I don't know if that could be dairy-free.
It could be dairy-free?
I'm saying you need it dairy-free.
Yeah, so look at what hummus has in it. Does anything on that?
No, you'd be good.
Okay, thank you.
So you want a little cauliflower?
Oh, if you say cauliflower as an adult, you need to think about things. It's not cute. It's what a baby says, like Pischetti. Cauliflower? Yeah, look at his healthy little concoction. Yours? I have to take a picture of this before you eat it. Oh, wait, I can't because of my phone. Will you take a picture of it right now?
It's a nice medley.
It actually looks better than it should from this angle. I can't believe that turkey salad thing that you got. With mayonnaise? Do you love mayonnaise?
Love mayonnaise. I honestly, it's my favorite condiment.
Would you eat a spoonful of mayonnaise?
I mean, I would, but that's not really... I mean, I need something in there. Maybe more mayonnaise.
We got to get to the podcast. It's Monday's episode coming right at ya. It's Andrew Collin. I got to make a salad at the Whole Foods. That's why I'm letting you guys go into the first segment of the week. Monday's episode, it was in, I think we started out in New York. And then this podcast, we go to LA on Tuesday. No, Monday. We left for LA right after this radio show. But we were in New York in studio. It was Anya Marina, Zach Noe Towers, hilarious comedian Zach Noe Towers, and Andrew Collin. And we're all just, Andrew, I'll get that. Andrew, I'll buy today. Are you sure? Okay. Andrew's checking out, and I offered to pay for his gruel. Anyway, here we go. Anya Marina, Zach Noe Towers, and Andrew Collin. And I forget what we're talking about, but you'll get the gist of it.
We had so much fun. We all went as a family, me, Nikki, and Andrew, to support Nikki. Oh, wait. Andrew was also performing. And then I was in the green room. that the recording?
I don't know. That's what's a good game. Is it the recording or is it my mouth? Ready?
Oh.
Or is it both?
God. I don't like it.
That, I hate it.
What was that last one? Was that me or the recording?
I think it was you. I can't even look at you.
But I was meditating. I was meditating while you were on stage, and I had my headphones
That's
in.
That's my favorite response.
Meditating while you were on stage. I needed to find a safe space immediately.
To be clear, during your second set, I watched the whole first set.
Of course,
set.
You're the most supportive friend ever. You watch me all the time. I was glad you were choosing to
And I was like, eat my pad thai or whatever he was eating, his stuff. And I was like, what is that crazy noise?
No way. We didn't even talk about this.
And I had my headphones.
No.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I just felt not an irritation at all, more of a fascination.
Yeah.
With how someone could eat like that in the presence of another.
Yeah. And I thought like, oh yeah, I see where Nikki gets it.
Yeah, well, I eat pretty disgustingly, but if someone's meditating in the room, I'll have, first of all,
it's a green room. She comes in there and takes it all over, makes it a meditation room.
Well, yeah, she's my best friend. She can do whatever she wants.
I put up a couple scarves and I laid out some pillows. I smudged it.
You sprayed salmon. You put the salmon in the room.
You smoked some salmon.
No, I know she could do whatever she wants.
Maybe I wasn't meditating then when you were chewing. Maybe we were just hanging.
We had a wild weekend. I can't believe all the stuff that happened last weekend.
We also haven't talked about we had dinner with... your aunt?
Oh, yeah. We went to dinner with my aunt on Thursday.
We've really been a close family.
I mean, last week we were off radio, and so I was like just hanging out with friends. And she was visiting. And I brought, I get triggered by my aunt, my family sometimes, certain people more than others. And she just really wanted to have dinner with me. And I just couldn't understand why, because we're not close. And I just don't understand when people... And my mom's just like, because you're family. And I'm like,
because they're famous.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're famous.
Family. Families. Fameless. You're famous.
You're famous. Fabulous.
Yeah, I just don't... I was just like, I don't get it. Just because we're related doesn't mean we have to, like, sit down and break bread together. We don't have anything in common. We don't stay in touch.
Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, and we also don't break...
We just break the bread.
We break lettuce.
And you throw it on the ground.
Eating it. Yeah.
Get out of here,
bread.
That
was fun, though. We had fun.
Yeah, so I brought my friends with me just as, like, a little buffer. And then I abandoned them with my uncle and aunt because I had to go do a set. So then Anya and Andrew just closed out the dinner for me. It was beautiful.
He did a couple back-to-back
sets. I didn't mean
to.
I felt so bad doing that.
It was fine. It was fun. It was a good meal.
And then, Andrew, I don't know how much you want to talk about. You went through ups and downs all weekend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yesterday, or are you talking about?
Yesterday, you were down.
Oh, boy.
Friday night, you were... Wait, was it Saturday night you were down?
Yeah, I got
no,
a little...
No, Friday night, you were down.
A little fight.
Have you ever been
a lot
up?
Of downs. Yeah, a lot
are
of
we
downs.
Talking about my dick or my relationship?
I mean,
you were flaccid on Thursday.
Yeah. Friday night, there was a little bit of a fight between you and the lady.
Lady, yeah.
And that was stressful for me to have to listen to. And so then, Saturday night, things were smoother. We all had fun.
Yeah,
and then yesterday you were depressed.
Did people
reach out to you from your post? You posted on Instagram that you were, I think you said, devastatingly depressed.
Yeah, insanely depressed.
Insanely depressed. Did your friends?
Yeah, it was in earnest.
Wow.
I was fucked up yesterday.
So you obviously did that as a cry for help. Did people come to your aid?
No, I wasn't crying for help. I was just trying to get my podcast numbers up.
No, that isn't the way to do it, my friend.
This guy's gonna kill himself on air.
Yeah, wait.
Let's listen.
Can you do that?
By
the
third
next
one, they'd be over it.
That was Monday's show, and now we're back in Whole Foods. We have all of our lunches. How's it going, guys?
I'm looking at your crazy meal. What do you got in there?
I went nuts. I did, okay, let's go. I did zucchini noodles, a bed of lettuce, grilled radicchio, boiled like kale and mushrooms. Cauliflower with some kind of like Indian curry seasoning. There's so many layers. It's huge. I could not even close the thing. And then broccoli. It's just a ton of vegetables. I mean, literally, like, the amount of nutrients that are in this could not be found anywhere in your, like, there's not even a trace of the nutrients within your meal that were in mine. Actually, you ate around all your nutrients. There's a grape you left over. There's a vegan meatball. There's lettuce. You've eaten around all the good things.
Yep. That's what I do. I eat around it. That and a girl's period.
Yuck. Yuck pot.
I don't think there's enough nutrients in your body. Like, if someone ate your body for itself, I don't think a human body would be this healthy.
What did you get, big dog?
Again, Emil is 21. He can eat whatever he wants. You cannot eat like a 21-year-old.
I had worse heartburn at 21 than I do now.
Yeah, because that's because you were drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. You had parents who didn't take care of you. You were stressed out. You had no management for your stress. What did you do back in the day with your anxiety, Andrew? Like, when you literally had no coping skills. What did you do?
I watched a lot of Dumb and Dumber in bed, really sad. Watched Rudy. A lot. I wrote poems.
Did you ever think about killing yourself? And I'm not saying that as a joke. I'm like, did you ever? Because when I get depressed, I think about killing myself. And it sounds like you were so depressed that would have crossed your mind.
No, I don't go to that. I'm too afraid to die.
Ah.
But which causes the anxiety and the inability to move is also you're afraid of death. But it's like, well, if you like life, what the hell are you doing with it?
That's a really good point, because when I've gotten depressed, like it. When I think about killing myself, when I've been depressed before, it's not because I'm depressed. It's actually a way for me to feel soothed by the fact that if I did kill myself, I could be released from this pain. So it's like it's actually a coping mechanism, and it's really soothing for me. Sorry, a loud trash can is being rolled by as I talk about. He really has no appreciation for what I'm talking. Oh,
he was so mad that we didn't tuck. Someone didn't tuck their chair in.
I was being sarcastic, by the way, that this man doing his job was being insensitive by rolling a trash can. We left a table so we could go to a different table so we could record this easier. And I left my chair untucked in. What's it called when you push in a chair? Unpushed. And he just slammed the trash can into it to push it back in. I mean, I would do the same thing if that was my job. He seems happy, though.
Some people are so angry and nitpick about, like, you know, you got to tuck in the chair. You can't wear a hat backwards. Like, there's, like, little rules that get people so angry.
You know Bill Cosby with pull up your pants? Yeah. Meanwhile, he was raping America.
Yeah, that guy seemed very angry.
Yeah, he's like, how dare you? He's probably someone is being abused in his life.
Yeah, this janitor definitely is a Cosby. And
let's Cosby him in terms of, like, we ruin his, we cancel him. He can't work collecting trash at Whole Foods anymore. We're like, we're taking that from you. That would be so mean. No, he seems, I'm sure that was just a more efficient way to tuck in the chair.
No, he shook his head like, these damn kids.
I mean, I would hate us too. Look at us recording a fucking podcast in the middle of a Whole Foods in Jacksonville, Florida, next to a Ramada Inn and a Kirkland's. I don't even know what Kirkland's is, but it's right there. What I wanted to ask you two about was, last night we got into town. Andrew and I landed at Jacksonville Airport about midnight. Emil had checked into the hotel earlier that day. They're sharing a hotel room. We got in. We went to Steak and Shake. Had a nice little meal together at 1 a.m. There's a Steak and Shake, like, in the parking lot next to us. And I'm wondering, when you guys went back to your hotel room, like, how you got ready for bed, what that looks like. Can you walk me through that, Emil? Like, two men getting ready for bed, and you're not sleeping in the same bed, right?
No, not. I mean, we are. We have two beds, but we still chose to sleep in one. Just how we do it. It's the boys. You know, as previously said, the boys.
Mm. Nikki and the boys. The boys sleep in one bed. I mean, I'm going to start requesting one bed for you guys. I want that for you. But okay, so what happened? Did you wash your face? Did you brush your teeth? Did Andrew brush his teeth?
I don't think he did.
How certain are you that he either did, that he did not brush his teeth?
I think we got in, he took his shoes off, took his pants off, and he kept his shirt on, which is, he looks like Winnie the Pooh when he sleeps.
Gross.
He just went into bed.
And then this morning, did he brush his teeth this morning, to your knowledge?
I also can't confirm, and he's squinting, so I'm assuming he's saying he's guilty and he didn't, because I don't think I saw it, no.
What is wrong with you?
I showered.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part. He showered, but he then put on the same shirt that he said he doesn't wash, and he didn't brush his teeth.
Are you depressed right now? Is that what's happening, or is this just normal?
Well, no, I'm more carefree than ever. I feel pretty good right now.
We covered this on the show this week. You need to be brushing your teeth.
Not everyone that's depressed has bad habits.
You could be.
You need to brush your teeth, though, Andrew. You're 39 and a half.
They're all gone.
No, they're going to keep... I'm being very serious right now. You need to fucking brush your teeth. You're an adult man. And we were talking yesterday about, like, maybe having kids. Like, you might have kids someday. If you can't get your fucking act together and brush your teeth as a man, first of all, I don't know that I can employ someone that doesn't brush their teeth. You need to start brushing your teeth. Take care of yourself, please. For me, for your friend. So can we go buy you... Can we...
Me.
Yeah, I will.
I brush my teeth. Maybe I don't brush my teeth because you're threatening firing me.
Yeah, I will fire you if you don't start brushing your teeth. I really will. If that's what's going to do get it for you to good oral hygiene.
All right.
Can we go buy a toothbrush right now?
I have a toothbrush with no bristles.
Okay, so do you want to buy a toothbrush here today?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
change.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm just appalled. Okay, and then, so you crawled into bed. Did you guys, like, talk before you went to bed? Like, yeah. When did you decide to, like, okay, we're going to stop talking and, like, drift off? Did you say goodnight?
Andrew will play things out loud on his phone, and we both...
Like what?
Just, like, someone's comedy album, like, one of his... Like, we'll talk about random people.
Who did you play last night?
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Tim Dillon?
No, it wasn't Tim Dillon.
Brendan Ayer.
Brendan Ayer. Great so album. He'll play comedy clips of guys he wishes he were. And then make you listen to them.
Yeah, and we'll doze off to sleep. And then I leaned over. He was asleep. And then I leaned over at his bed and I turned it off.
No, I turned it off.
No, I paused it. I literally had to pause it. Because I was like, Drew, but you were totally asleep. So then I paused it so we could both fall asleep.
All right. That answered a lot of questions for me. So you go to bed listening to other men's stand-up.
Yeah, and also, wait a
minute. That album has been out forever, dude. That album's been out forever. What are you just now listening to it for?
Because I've heard his jokes many times. I never listened to it on iTunes, and I thought, young Emil, we could go to sleep listening to a comic he's never heard of who has great, tight jokes that I think he would like, and you enjoyed them, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was a father-son. We get ready for bed very, like, we've gotten used to a routine where we have, like, a lot of eye contact. We just do our own thing.
That's so cute. Okay, so now I'm really coming around to this. The brushing the teeth needs to happen, but I like the idea that you're exposing young Emil to new comedians that he doesn't already know, and that, okay, I like all of this. I approve of it. It's really sweet. I feel like I should say some nice things about you, Andrew, because I've been really bullyish today, and I think it's just because I'm hungry, and I have to write jokes, and I don't feel like doing it, and I'm taking it out on you, and I apologize.
I don't accept it.
You shouldn't. I've been really mean to you today. Let's get to the second clip of the show. This was in L.A. We were in studio with Hadiya Robinson, Andrew, and who else was there that day?
Oh, my God. Who was? Oh, I know. Carlisle.
Carlisle Forrester, Queen of Squirt Nation. Go follow Carlisle Forrester if you aren't already. She is a super sexy, funny lady that is more honest than any woman I know on stage, and I really appreciate her for that. Carlisle Forrester. And then HR Comedy is where you're going to find anything with Hadiya. And we talked about the Uber driver that we arrived with that day. Here you go. Here's Tuesday's show. I was like, hey, it was so fun to see you there.
I know. That was so random.
And then I go get into my Uber with me. It's a black guy driving who we haven't talked much the whole way. Hadiya gets in and like they're like best friends. And I'm like, why didn't I get...
You know but, what? I saw he had on basketball shorts, so I immediately was like, I wonder what his dick looked like. Like, I swear to God. A dude in basketball shorts, that is my first thought.
Really?
Basketball shorts, gray sweats. Yeah. Hell yeah. What is that dick looking like? Yes.
What?
Yeah, I low-key like leaned up in the seat, like trying to adjust.
Look?
Yeah.
How did it look?
What that dick talking about?
Yeah. He was blasting New Orleans like parade music.
Oh, nice.
At 6 in the morning.
Like trombone shorty? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was like listening to a Zatarain's commercial on full blast. On the way. It was wild.
Yeah.
But that he was really nice, but I just, yeah, I noticed that you commented on his basketball shorts. I was going to ask about that, but now I know you were trying to get a
yeah, I was trying to see what's up.
Yeah, that is hot, a dick outline in some basketball shorts.
A little side dick.
You see it like swing a little bit in the fabric. Yes. I feel like it's like how dudes imagine tits in a silk shirt or something like that.
Yes.
That's how I see dicks in...
Are you a big fan of big dicks?
Not too big. I don't have time. I don't.
You don't have time.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't need you jabbing my heart. I don't, no.
Yeah.
A reasonable size. I just met a dude. His dick was so small. And he sent me a picture of, we were talking about it in my Lyft, and he was just like, yeah.
Wait. No. Go back. Lyft share or something?
Yeah, it was, actually. But it was the driver. He was so.
Oh, the driver.
He was when I say this man was beautiful.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
you hit on drivers a lot.
Yeah, this is the thing.
I just talk to him. I just have conversations.
Just
yeah. Sometimes it's fun, and sometimes I'm like, don't talk to me. But for the most part, I just like to chit-chat a little bit. But he ended up sending me a picture of his dick. And it was with a lighter.
After
maybe like the next day.
Wait a second, but so you exchanged numbers before he dropped you off?
Yes.
So and then you started sexting a little.
No, like, not sexting. It was more of he said he had a small dick and he was very self-conscious about it.
Was this on the ride?
This was all on the ride.
How did you even start talking about his dick?
It was just.
Are you just very forward?
Sometimes I think I just feel like I'm on stage and not in that asshole kind of way. Like, let me tell you about it. It's just me being personable, I guess.
Yeah.
This is why you go dolo a lot.
Yeah, I do. I will go to a bar, sit there, and chat everybody up at the bar. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
okay, because you can get by doing that. You're not scared to strike up conversation.
Not at all.
So you meet, because we were talking about the difference between dating in LA and New York, and you were like, in New York, you're around people. And I go, well, how often do you just strike up conversations with strangers? And well, now I'm realizing you do that quite often.
I do it quite often.
Okay. So tell him, so this guy's lamenting about his small dick
small
on the lips.
So he ends up sending me a picture of it with a lighter on it. Now,
what? A mini lighter, one of the mini ones.
I was afraid to ask if it was mini or big. But how big is a lighter?
Either way,
there's no lighter.
It wasn't
big
a barbecue
enough.
Lighter.
Wait, can we see?
He included something totally for scale.
We would love to see it. Yeah. Is that a breach of his trust?
Well, is it,
how many stars did you give
his
him?
His face isn't in it. I know. I was like, more stars. He needs them.
3.4.
I will show it to you.
Listen, all that means is he knows how to eat pussy well. Okay,
you know what? He better.
Yeah. Yeah.
With that, with
little
what
big
I saw,
guys, they do. They're the best at it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like at this point, I feel bad because he was like, you know, this is between me and you. I'm like, yeah. When I say 88 of my friends on that picture. 88. A smooth 88. And the caption of everybody
that's
I sent
more
it to.
People than who died at Normandy.
Right. Exactly. All the dead dudes at Normandy saw this dick pic. And I mean, every caption I sent, I was like, bitch, with 99 eyes. Like,
shut up. Yeah. Okay. I gotta see it.
Okay,
it's
I gotta
so
find it. Right
interesting
now,
to
like
me,
in
though,
my
that
phone.
This guy led with the small, like, he was open
well,
with you. Why?
I think
something
Hadia
about you,
is
yeah.
There's something
very
called penis shaming, too. Some guys are into that. Little
but
dick
you know
shaming.
What? I don't even know if it's necessarily that. I think this dude. I
he
feel
just
like
wanted
he
to
just
talk
wanted
to somebody.
Talk to somebody, and I feel like,
and he felt like you're
so
a stranger.
He wasn't even trying to hook up with you. He's just like
at
this
a certain point, because I was like, "Wow, you're beautiful." That's my line for guys.
Yeah,
guys
beautiful.
Don't know how to take it. Like, oh my god, ooh, you are.
Want to see my dick?
Exactly. His dick is out right now.
Wait,
you know what I'm
saying?
I am wearing Umbros.
Yeah. If a guy is beautiful, I'll tell him he's beautiful.
Well, is this at a bar after you've been drinking and have confidence? Or will you do this at Starbucks, like waiting for your drink? Like,
if I see a beautiful guy, I will tell him he's beautiful.
How? And what? Tell me a circumstance where that has happened. I need.
That's
amazing.
So many times. That was like my line for guys when I would go to the club and I'd be like, you are beautiful. What are you, a model? You tell a guy, if you ask a guy if he's a model, he immediately, like, comes on himself.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
Immediately.
Yeah,
he's like,
so
me?
Yeah.
It is smart because you don't really get, you don't get complimented
don't get compliment.
On your looks.
They don't
beautiful?
Get beautiful,
yeah.
That
especially
word
beautiful.
Either. Yeah.
You're
that
fucking handsome.
Them. Mm-hmm. Handsome is what
handsome
they're.
Handsome is one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful is a very intimate, it's like you're
love
caressing
it.
A
different.
Face.
Different. Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show. Gearing up for Wednesday's episode, but we're still sitting here eating our lunch at Whole Foods in like the little dining section in Jacksonville, Florida. Here all weekend, Comedy Zone tonight, tomorrow, two shows at the Ramada Inn. It's not the hotel I'm staying at. Yes, it is. Please don't try to find me. Actually, I keep the... What did you say?
Please do.
Oh my God. One time I was on stage. I'm not even joking you. This was years ago when I had a joke where I... was like, I'm really lonely or something. I was talking about, like, not having a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Classic my bullshit. And I had some joke about being alone in my hotel room at the blah, blah. And I just,
I couldn't think of anything that wasn't the truth, so I gave my real hotel and my real number, and just as like a joke. Yeah. And then instead of you do that as a comedian sometimes, instead of thinking about something else that could just be a specific, you just give the real specific, like you give your real phone number or your real, like, a real person's name that you shouldn't, instead of just coming up with a new name, which would be easy. You just, your brain can't think of it in the moment, so it just gives the real thing. So then, on top of that, I go, that's my real hotel number that I just gave you all. I don't know why I did that. Later that night, I got a note slipped under from a guy. Being like, I'm in the area. Like someone came by and left a note. I actually felt kind of cool. I liked it because it wasn't aggressive. It was just nice, but it was still creepy as shit.
I did that with my phone number because I asked the guy in the front to send me a dick pic, like as a joke. But then I gave my real number, and then I got four dick pics. Like,
really?
I got a couple dick pics before the people even left the premises. They ran to the bathroom, took a picture of their dick, and sent it over to me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start doing that on stage, giving your number and being like, send him dick pics tonight. That's so funny. Can I do that tonight? That's so fun.
That's so funny. Our memory is so good in that, like, when the guy heard your hotel number, like, I can't even remember my own hotel number, but when he knew it was yours, he was like, I got it.
Yeah, I've done that before where I, like, try to memorize something, like, when they say it, and then the rest of the show you're not even thinking because you're like, 3-2-1, 3-2-1, you know, like, whatever it is.
You should probably do it at the end of your set.
I like how I couldn't come up with a number just now, so I said 3-2-1. That is twice. How bad. No, well, I was saying it twice to give an example of committing it to memory, but literally couldn't think of a number sequence that wasn't, you know, the way numbers go. So anyway.
We're talking about football.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about what?
Football. College football starts tomorrow. The Hurricanes play the Gators. The Gators are actually only about an hour away from here. It's big Florida football country here, which I love. I'm from Florida. I love football. And we were talking about how if you don't like football can really cure depression. Guys are waiting months for NFL and college football to start. And when it starts, we're all happier. We'll probably not beat our wives as much. And we'll probably just be, you know, good people all around. We probably won't shoot people while we drive behind them.
Well, okay, tell me this, though. When your team loses.
Oh, then you beat your wife. Yeah, it's definitely
her. Right. But also, when football season goes away, are you sad after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's depressing to know that all you have is fucking baseball. And you have basketball, I guess, but...
What is your favorite? Do you have this reaction to football, Emil?
No, you should be depressed after the season ends because you realize you put your happiness in other grown men. Like, not that the season's over.
Is there anything in your life, Emil, that you like a season or a thing that you look forward to and then after it's over? I think a lot of moms feel that way about Christmas because the family's coming home. Yeah. They get to prepare. So much energy goes into gift wrapping. And then they probably feel like, oh, I don't have a purpose after this. I did all the cooking. The kids were back. And so that makes sense, like a seasonal type thing. Do you have anything?
I do that with Christmas. I get really excited for Christmas, but then it always is worse every year.
Because you're still, like, enjoying it in a way where you think Santa's bringing you gifts because you're 21.
No, but, like, you get excited because it's like, oh, just that family fest. But then you, every time you go back, you know it's, like, not as good. It always is like, oh, yeah, this isn't great every year.
Yes.
Christmas and Hanukkah, definitely a depreciating asset, like, over time. And then the grandkids start getting presents, and you're like, yeah, it's so nice. But then I'm really like, no, I deserve a fucking fire truck.
Yeah, there's no anger built up in that. Jesus Christ, your whole face changed in talking about that.
And then you ruin Santa for them just out of spite.
Yes.
But yeah, the thing with football, though, like caring about other grown men, like I went through that phase of being like, they don't give a shit about me. Why should I care about them? But then eventually it's just like, well, it's just a nice hobby to distract you from the world falling apart.
Okay, but I have a question. Say you're, like, obsessed with a football player, and then they retire. Do you, like, keep caring about them?
I guess. I mean, yes and no. I mean, what do you mean by that, though? Like, how would I care about them if I don't see them in the...
Following them on social media, like, checking in, like...
Not really. I mean, I guess they're on Instagram now, so you're more inclined to follow who they are.
What is your favorite part about football? Like, if you could boil it down to, like, one thing that really, like, what's the weird, when does, like, I mean, obviously your team that you care about the most. Who's your team?
Well, that's the thing is, well, the Dolphins, I guess, and then the Miami Hurricanes. But I'm not even, like, it's more about the sport in general. I just love the idea of, like.
So you can watch any game anytime.
Yeah, pretty much. But, like, it's just, like, I played it. I wasn't that great. I didn't play for that great of a team. Like, it's not like I was amazing, but, like, there is something to, like, when you're doing two-a-days in Florida heat, which is when you practice twice in one day. You practice.
I know what a goddamn two-a-day was. I was played field hockey. We had heat in Missouri. I definitely...
Okay, I never said... I didn't... You say you don't know anything about football. I was just trying. Maybe okay. The people out there don't know what two-a-days are.
That's a good point. Okay, sorry.
You always yell at me that I don't describe it enough, and then I describe it, and then you get fucking mad at me.
That's a great point. That was a hypocritical move of me. I apologize.
Not, again, not accepted.
Good, good. I shouldn't be. Again, I'm really mean to you, and you shouldn't accept any of these worthless on-air apologies.
So anyways, I think it goes back. It goes back to your childhood or your high school when you work very hard at a common goal.
But, like, what's the game you're looking forward to this season of all the games?
I mean, there's a game tomorrow it's fucking awesome. The Miami Hurricanes against Florida Gators has been...
Should we go to Hooters?
Yeah, but it's during your show, so yes.
It's during my show?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
It might hurt your numbers, to be honest.
Really?
I don't know what your crossover between Florida football and your comedy, but
what's the best thing that can happen? I know I'm playing stupid, but like, what's been like one of the best moments watching football for you? Like, is there one that stands out where you're like, that felt so good?
I mean, there's a lot of moments at college or NFL or just whatever in general. One of the plays that was is when the New York Giants beat the Patriots and Eli Manning, that one catch on the helmet. I mean, that, you know, it's just like you don't Edelman's catch a couple years ago. It's just sports, you can't write it because every time you think you know what's going to happen, something incredible and something.
Wow, that's what it has in common with your comedy.
What's that?
You can't write it.
Yeah.
Literally, you can't write it. It has to just come out first draft.
She's not going to apologize for this one.
No, that one was so good. That felt like a slam dunk. Sports.
Yeah, there's just something about my comedy that's very similar to football because it's...
You can't write it. It just happens. There is a common thing, like your best jokes, just like, because I've always said this about you, compliment zone, let's enter it. You are someone who is funny off the cuff in ways that comedians are not always funny off the cuff. You are constantly funny when you want to be. I put a microphone in front of your face and you're funny naturally. So a lot of your jokes happen, you'll just like say something funny and then you'll write it down and then that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it tends to be that way. I tend not to explore my subjects. And they usually are very, like, what happened in the moment? What happened with the story? Let's get to exactly what happened that was funny and stick with that. I don't know. I just feel like it's very relatable. I don't really...
Oh, calling yourself relatable could not be more disgusting. I have to stop you there. Oh, it's really relatable.
You know, like football, my comedy is...
gives people brain trauma.
Exactly. I want to explore this a little bit more about things that make you undepressed when you're depressed, like events you look forward to, because Taylor Swift's new album just dropped.
Yeah,
and
Taylor Swift, that album is like football starting. That's where
last night the new Taylor Swift album dropped at midnight, and we landed at midnight, and so as soon as the plane touched the ground in Jacksonville, I had a new album to listen to, and I can't recommend the song The Man more. Girls, if you like me, you've heard me talk about how much easier life would be if I was a man, and that's why I love Beyonce's song If I Were a Boy, but this new Taylor Swift song takes it to a new direction of like, yeah, if you were a man, no one would give you shit about all the things that you get shit for when you're a woman, and it would just be easier, unless you're Andrew Collin. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. He just chewed into the microphone. I'm so, so sorry. I put it in front of his face to say something funny, and he just chewed potato salad. Let's get to Wednesday's show. It was Pete Lee, Ida Rodriguez, and Andrew Collin. Let's do it.
Yeah, men have to, listen. You know, they always say, like, oh, you got to hear about her cats or whatever to get pussy.
But why is the financial part always put on the woman? Like, because I'm a guy that if I'm in a relationship and I really like somebody, I'm like, you had sex with me and we had a good day. Can I buy you a jacket? You know, a lot of guys are like that where you don't know how to express how you feel. So you're like, can I, I'll cover your car payment. You know,
you know,
like,
what is funny? Because that's what men do. I read this book called Getting to I Do.
Like, wait,
oh my God.
Shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me
right
now?
Like, no,
I know. You don't understand.
Like, that was really
this
weird.
This whole show is based on that book. We've been talking about that book. I've probably talked about that book on 100 episodes of the show. My listeners know
like
it well.
I'm mad you brought
Noah
it up.
Noah just texted me, oh my fucking God. Noah has a boyfriend because of that book. Now
that book is, but it's the truth. It says, like, when a guy, it is the truth. Like,
my
that's,
mind is blown right
the
now.
The way that you get your whatever fills you, mm-hmm. you know, if you got feminine energy or masculine energy, which I really believe in, and that men, like, every guy that I dated that I followed that book, we always had a successful relationship.
Wow.
Like, I would bake a cake for him. Like, they would say, don't buy expensive shit for a man.
No gifts.
You gotta make it. Draw a picture for that motherfucker and put them on the wall and say, I made it from my soul.
From my feelings.
Yeah. Yes.
Not my thoughts.
Yes.
Yes.
And it would just...
Well, we only have a couple minutes with you. Tell me how, for you as a... Because I feel like we're very similar. Like, you made your career happen. You're very masculine in your career.
Yeah.
Have you had to really lean into your feminine side? And, like, is that a struggle for you in
a
relationship?
It is a struggle. You know, and it's not so much about the femininity. It's the strength that really, really bothers men, because I like to wear dresses. You know, I like to wear makeup. You always look good. I was watching you in the roast battle because I was in the audience, and I was like, she always looks so polished. You know,
those shows I looked pretty good because I had a whole fucking team. But yes.
Yeah,
thank
but
you
it
so
doesn't
much.
Matter. Like, some people have a team and they still look dusty as fuck. You know, they're still out there. You're like, bitch, you got money. Why you look like you belong in the hell? But it's so.
So you like to dress like a woman. You like to lean into that feminism, but the attitude.
But
I guess,
I'm also. Gonna, my boyfriend and I have a battle about this kind of stuff all the time, because he's an alpha male and he comes from a relationship with a woman who would always bow down. And I'm like, I'm in charge of my shit. Like, this is my business, you know, like I'm managing my manager, and I'm like, you need to do this. And I'm following up. I just emailed somebody. Did the publicist? I follow up. And he's like, you know, sometimes you act so masculine. And I'm like, the fact that you think that being thorough and about your business is masculine is sexist all unto itself.
Yeah.
I'm a boss bitch. That's how the fuck I got out of the ghetto. That's how I got out of homelessness. And that's how the fuck I make a living doing what I love to do. And it's because I did not sit around and let a motherfucker like you tell me what I should do with my own life and career.
Right.
And if you can't fuck with that, then you got to leave me alone.
But that's not going to get you the type of guy that we kind of, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you have to,
because you've read the book, you can't run a relationship that way.
Right.
You have to cool those jets, and it's so hard to cool those jets.
Because I'm not attracted to the men with the feminine energy.
No.
I've tried that too, and I'm like...
And they want the girl that's like, do this. I'm emailing that. They want
the worst.
So we're not even attracted to the men that we're attracting based on how we're being.
No, I dated this guy, and I was like, he was that feminine energy guy. And I said, I'm going to try him. Like, I'm going to see how far I can go with this shit, right? And I was like, would you let me fuck you with a strap? And he said yes, and I broke up with him a week later because I was like,
wow,
that means anybody can fuck you with a strap. Exactly. You know, like, it's not because it's me. It's because that's who you are, and I'm not attracted to that.
And some women would be.
Yeah, but it's a battle. It's like, I was involved with someone who was very sexual, and I did have sex with him with a strap, and I was turned on because I was turned on by the fact that I was dominating him, and he had been such a cheater and a liar that it was like, that was the end of our relationship, and I was like, and I fucked you in that strap. I win.
And won.
And won.
Checkmate.
So that makes sense. I think that you can, and in relationships where I've had to pull back on my masculine in quotes energy of just running your own shit, I've been able to lean into that to blow it up.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. It's like the day I realize I don't want to be with you anymore, then I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, I can suddenly, and they're like, wait, who is this? I'm like, I've been this the whole time.
It's like, yeah.
This is the real me. Bye. Like, I know you don't even, you don't like this. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass with my words. Strap.
But what I think is that it always takes, like, I always go back to the hood, like, and I say it in my special. Mm-hmm. I grew up around some people that have so much wisdom that they didn't go, they're not Mensa, they didn't go to Harvard, but they give you the most practical advice. And I have a friend who always says to me,
The problem is not that the person you're dating with can't deal with you being a boss, is that you also need to be with a boss. And once you find that boss motherfucker that you can be with where he doesn't feel threatened by your boss, you're going to be okay.
And he can also be a boss.
Yes.
And yes, you're right.
The problem
right.
is when you're with somebody who's not a boss, you are just wasting your time.
Welcome back to the show. That was Wednesday's episode, gearing up for Thursday's here. I wanted to talk about Andrew's jokes, because he came up with a new joke yesterday, and it was kind of cute. We were driving in the car for 40 minutes from the airport to the Ramada Inn, where I'm staying. By the way, I went on morning TV today, and I fucking killed on that first one. I took over. And
Were you thinking about Bert?
No, what do you mean?
Well, you usually take over anyways, but he kind of gave that motivational speech about how, like, he went to radio with Rory Scovel and Bert Kreischer, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, because we did Bert Kreischer's podcast this week. That's going to come out in October, but...
Like, you could do radio, you could do TV, and completely take over and not answer any of their questions and steer it exactly how you want it. And Rory's like, you could just do, like, you can make it a stage.
And yeah, you just come in and take over their show. That's what I do every week, pretty much, is, like, I have the same pitch, which is, like, come to my show, here's why, da-da-da. But I said this today, I was like, I'm never coming back to this club. So this is the last chance to see me at this this club. I am going to be like at theaters after this, or even if I'm not, I'm never coming back to a comedy club in a fucking Ramada. I'm not.
I know, but I feel like every week you jinx yourself.
But let's just say I get to a point where I need this weekend of work, where my career is like I can't get into theaters anymore, and like I've taken a real dip.
You call.
If they won't work me because of what I said on TV today. That's fine. I'll miss out on the $1,500 they were going to pay me to be here. Whatever it is, if at that level, I'll take the hit. I think it would be, I would pay to not come here again to stay at that Ramada. But and people are like, maybe go stay at a nicer hotel. There isn't a nicer hotel in the area without driving like 10 miles at least, and I don't want to drive that much. So I'm staying at the hotel that is literally connected to the comedy club. The comedy club is within the hotel. But we're gonna have a lot of fun this weekend. Andrew has a new bit. So last night we're driving to the hotel, and Andrew, we're like in silence. I was listening to the new Taylor Swift. It got to a point where I couldn't take it anymore because there's just too much new good music, and I wanted to save half the album for today. I haven't listened to half the other. Like, I've only listened to half of the first half of the new Taylor Swift. Anyway, and then in the silence, Andrew goes, "Hey, Nikki." And I was like, oh my God, he's going to like confront me about something, or like... Tell me that I've hurt his feelings too much, and that this is like a big thing that's about to happen. And I was like gearing up, and he goes, and I go, yeah, Andrew. And he's like, can I ask you about a joke? And I go, yeah, totally. And he's like, and he's so nervous. You can always ask me about a joke.
As
long as you preface it. Yeah. So what's the joke?
Well, I don't know. Now I always feel pressure with this.
Okay, well, let me tell you what the joke was. So he pitched it to me, Emil. I don't know what he said to you. Emil Joachim is here with us, by the way. Give him a follow at Emil, E-M-I-L, Joachim, W-A-K-I-M. He's a hot young comedian. He's one of my favorites. He's going to be so famous. He's in college. His senior year is starting Monday. Anyway, follow him. He's so funny. He's so, so funny. And so is Andrew Collin. And Andrew pitched me a joke, and I had a couple problems with it, but this is the way Andrew and I are different when we write. So can you give me the original pitch, Andrew? The original, not what I told you.
So I'm dating a younger girl. I'm not going to say it like a bit.
No.
But I'm dating a younger girl, and...
You know what? You should say it as a bit, because I hate when people go, and then I go. It's like, just go.
That's true. I get what you're saying there.
I know what you mean. Like, you want to just be like, I'm cool. I'm not going to do in character. I'm cool. I'll just say it like chill.
You're right. It is embarrassing, but when comedians do bits, they go, and then I go, and then I go, and I go, well, let's just cut, and then I go.
It's like when a comedian does a storytelling show, so then they just do their tight bits, but they add, like, an like it's like...
To make it look like off the...
I didn't even mean to do that. So I'm dating a young girl. She has way more energy than me,
and she wants to do activities. She wants to explore. She always talks about like going to see museums. Let's explore museums. Let's go to concerts. Let's go to nightclubs. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Magellan. Like, I've explored enough in my life.
Well, that wasn't part of the joke you pitched me originally, the Magellan part.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I go, how about we explore? Last night I said, how about we explore live Dave Matthews shows on YouTube together? And then that was pretty much it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's like, I get it. She's young, full of energy, wants to go do stuff. Yeah. You want to explore a Dave Matthews concert on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, on the couch. That's what I forgot.
Emil, what would be your suggestions for this joke?
Is this part, did you include the she looks like your youngest daughter part?
No, that's a different joke.
Oh, okay.
That's so funny. She looks like your youngest daughter. Yeah.
Well, then I was saying, if you say something about the museum part, say it like, I said like, something about like she gets kids admission, like that's why she wants to go with you. Something
oh, that's funny.
Still, because that's I'm assuming how you're getting in the bit.
I agree. I was like, I want to hear more. I need more punchlines in the setup.
Of people thinking like the daughter, dad.
There's so many places for like punchlines of like the children's museum, the like stuff like that. But anyway, the joke itself. My problem was when you're doing a misdirection of like I want to explore this thing, you have to pick a thing that is actually. Maybe someone would say I explore it, whereas like no one explores a Dave Matthews concert, so that doesn't fit with the word explore.
Right, explore makes me think of like ass play and stuff, like new things in the bedroom or something.
Oh, that would be funny. Can we explore? But he wants to emphasize the fact that he's lazy and he wants to keep it clean. I said he because he also was like talking about he wants to just watch YouTube videos of people getting knocked out.
Right.
And he goes, let's explore this video of this kid getting knocked out. And I'm like, you don't explore videos.
What if we explore my explore page on Instagram or something?
Yes, that's funny because that has the word explore in it. But I said, I recommended, I would prefer to explore this YouTube channel. Like, you can explore a channel. Sure. You can't explore a video. That's where I get hung up is in those little details.
Sure. Yeah, and I wouldn't recognize that. And it's similar to the percentiles thing that you told me. But... I feel like sometimes I'll write the joke and I'll be like, I won't focus so much on the exact grammar or whatever, but like the left turn of going, let's explore this live Dave Matthews show on YouTube. Like then the reveal that it's just on YouTube that we're obviously just staying in the
house. But I'm saying you could add a laugh because you're getting, the laugh then is going to happen on YouTube, whereas you could get a laugh on explore, like if you were to say
yes, I know you could get one earlier in the joke,
yes, yeah. But no one says really, they explore a concert that isn't a turn of phrase.
I really didn't need Dave Matthews there. I just thought a specific there would make it funnier, like the idea of a grown man watching Dave Matthews with a 20 something year old girl who probably hates Dave Matthews or have never even seen a live show or wants to see a live show was funny to me.
The funny thing is that the audience might think that you want to go to a Dave Matthews show with her, which is already funny because that's like such an old guy thing to do. But then the fact that it's not even an actual real show, it's a video you're watching on your couch is funny. So it's funny and then funnier because then it's a video.
Yes. But my only thing though is like, let's say if you, okay, I know like in regular grammar or whatever. Like
what grammar?
Regular grammar.
What?
Regular.
You want to say it the right?
Regular.
Okay. In regular grammar.
Yeah, that one.
You got it.
Explore a concert, like explore a Dave Matthews concert doesn't necessarily, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up when you're just like, if I had like an English teacher, she would put a red line through it and go, this, you don't explore a concert.
Yes.
But in comedy, it doesn't always have to make perfect sense. To me, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like,
but
and
like,
I know this isn't like an out there, like, you know when you go on like rants.
But the idea of being a comedian when you're doing a misdirect is you want to take that misdirection when you know your goal is to flip it at the end and trick the audience and have them think you're going to say this, but instead you say this. Like, the joke that comes to mind for me is when I did the roast of Rob Lowe. And David Spade was the host, and I go, keep it going, you guys. Give it up for David Spade. The host with the most step stools in his apartment, okay? So the beat is the host with the most. And then I took them as far as I could go before I put the joke in, which is step stools in his apartment. So I didn't go the host with a lot of step stools in his apartment, which I could also say and probably would have gotten a laugh, I guess. But why not take them as far as they can go where they think they know what you're going to say, and then you flip it?
But that's what I thought I was kind of doing with putting videos in there, not just saying YouTube right after Explore. See what I'm saying? Like, I thought it would build attention more to say, hey, let's explore this live Dave Matthews concert on YouTube.
But I think it should just, then if you wanted to do that, you should say, she wants to go see all these exhibits. She wants to see this exhibit at the Guggenheim. She wants to go see this new installation, this garden at this park. I would rather go see a live Dave Matthews concert on YouTube sitting on my couch. That's see a thing. And then the explore, you need to take something that you would, that for your part of the joke where you want to explore something, it has to be something you're exploring, that it would actually be explorable, like an explore YouTube page or explore like a sexual act.
So say that after the after see.
I don't think I'm going to get through to you.
If you, like, withhold, like, the misdirection, if you wait till the end, like, you agree almost with what she's saying. Like, my girlfriend likes to explore museums and, like, gardens and art exhibits. And I love to explore, too, you know, like, at home on my phone, those things. Like, you wait until the very end. You don't even have to contrast it yet.
Because you can't explore on your phone. You can't explore a video. You can explore a YouTube channel. You can explore a... the thing you're exploring is the key. You can't explore a painting. You can't explore the video. I mean, you can, but that's not a phrase anyone would ever use. Sure. But you can explore.
Part two now. What? There's a second part.
Let's take. Let's hear the second part.
So, so you're not. By the way, you're not exploring. There's no exploring. You're not Columbus setting out to sea for months, hoping he hits land. You're getting an Uber and traveling 6 minutes to eat pizza some influencer posted about on Instagram.
I like it.
Yeah. That was helpful. Emil was like, you're not really exploring, and then I wrote that.
That's good.
Yeah.
However, it does remind me of the very common joke about every girl on these dating apps is she loves adventure. Mm. And a lot of comics have done jokes like, oh, do you love adventure? Are you like sailing the... I feel like that joke's been done.
Okay. Well, that was
it'll still work, though. It. No, it'll still work. It'll still work. Come see Andrew Collin and hear that joke live. Hasn't that premise been done before? I'm sorry.
I've heard, like, memes and stuff, yeah.
Okay, exactly. Okay, let's get to Thursday's show.
Well, I'll do the first joke, though. That's
The first joke. Yeah, that still works, kind of. Thursday's show. Dude, what?
I'm going to kill you.
It doesn't mean it's not good. Like, it's good because it's relatable to you still. It's still personal.
It's just a well-trod premise is what I'm saying. Of, like, my girlfriend's likes young energizing things and I like old man things. Yeah. It's been done before is all I'm saying. But you're bringing a new... I like the misdirect of you wanting to go see a Dave Matthews concert, but it turns out it's one from 1999 that you're watching on a grainy YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
And there is something that...
You're feeling so sad right now.
I'm not sad at all.
You're so pissed.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm really not. I'm not. I'm not. Just go
What are you
hell.
Thinking about?
Go to hell.
I like that. Good. I should go to hell. Thursday show. Let's get to it.
At the Ramada Inn.
Where's the... What was... Who's on Thursday's show? Who's on yesterday's show? Me, you, and Lizzie Cooperman. Such a fun show. We talked about hooking up and... why it's so frustrating. Well-trod topic. Talk about a premise that I've explored way too many times. Here we go.
What else? You know what I mean?
If a guy doesn't want to, like, get to know you, get out.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like, I'm just, like, feeling kind of...
I can't wait to find out who this guy is that DM'd you. Do I know him?
I don't think so.
Oh,
and I don't think you know the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah,
either,
right. I don't, I don't know that I know him either. That was the wink wink.
But do you think, though, like, to that guy, when you said I texted him and he's like, oh, you know, I just was busy or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, if you hide your story, they're all in their own shit. So, I mean, is it really
even affecting them? Are they even noticing?
Here's what I think guys do.
You know what I mean? Well, maybe I over time,
I don't think these guys are bad that you hook up with and they don't call you the next day. Here's what I think is going on, and I don't even think I know what's going on. Maybe they don't like you, all those things, but what they don't want to be your boyfriend, and they don't want to send, they're not ready to be your boyfriend, they don't want to lead you on.
Yes.
They're doing it to be, they're not texting you to be nice.
Yes.
Because they don't want to go, hey, it was great hanging out with you last night. I really enjoyed our time together. Hope you have a good day. After the day after a hookup, they don't send that because they go, she's going to think that I want to see her again and that I want to be your boyfriend. Where really, that's just the decent thing to do, even if you don't want to see her again. So guys will just drop off because they don't want to lead you on. They think they're being more kind to you because they're not leading you on. But in not leading us on, you're being assholes.
Okay,
and
so what's a way?
If you suck a guy's dick and the next day he doesn't say, hey, last night was great, great seeing you. That doesn't mean that you have to marry me. It just means you're being nice.
I think then you should send a message saying, I'm so happy I got to see you last night. I think you should clarify where you are in your life and just
clarify. The woman clarifies.
I can't get the man.
I think the man should go, I'm not looking for anything serious. If he's not,
yes, I agree.
I just think
before
you
or after
say,
the hookup,
you know what? If you realize it after it, then fine. Like, that's fine. And the girl might take it personally. Like, did he not like hooking up with me?
Right,
but. You can even express that this has nothing to do with you, and I hope that I didn't lead you on in any way, but I'm not looking for a committed relationship right now, but I want to tell you I love hanging out with you. I enjoyed what we did last night. And that is so rare that a guy can just tell you, be honest.
You want all that, though?
Yes,
on the
of course.
The first text back. So let's
say
you hook up.
Yes, if a guy's not into me, I would rather that than have him just kind of drop off, slide
But what
off.
If he wants to hook up with you again?
Leaving that open. Okay. I had a great time last night. I would love to do it again. I'm not looking for anything committed, but
Do the woman the respect of letting her decide what she wants to do with her body and her emotions.
Based on the information, you're not wrong to not want to date me. To want me to suck your dick again, but not want to be my boyfriend. You're not wrong. That's your feeling. Yeah. Let me know that you're feeling.
That's true.
I appreciate the blowjob, but I don't want to be your boyfriend. I would love to hook up again.
I feel like a guy doesn't do that because it will eliminate the possibility of getting a blowjob again.
That's your problem.
Anyone can give you a blowjob.
Anyone. You need to be honest with these girls because guess what? These girls are talking to each other and they hate you. We end up hating you when you are dismissive after a hookup. The venom of which I have for men who don't treat me with kindness the next day. And I'm not talking about holding my hand down the street and going to brunch and spending the day together going antiquing. And you kind of I don't need all that shit. I just need you to text me after I blow you. You got to text me the next day. And it can't just be hey, how's it going? And then I text back and then you write nothing to that. You just feel like it's a cursory. I've had a guy be like, hey, how's your day? And I write back and then it's just nothing.
Right.
Not good enough. Be nice. Treat me like a friend because I just blew you last night.
Right.
Stop. So guys, in summation, I have to go to break. If you hook up with a girl, you don't want to be your boyfriend, please just be nice the next day and be honest with your feelings because it really hurts a lot when you hook up with a guy. And I might not even want you to be my boyfriend. Don't assume that.
Right.
But you can also tell, and also guys might be nervous because they're like, well, I don't want her to think that I even assumed that she wanted me to be your boyfriend. Even so, just tell us where you're at.
That's our show for the week. Thank you for listening. That was really fun. I'll be at the Ramada Inn all weekend in Jacksonville, Florida. Sorry, I was a bitch to Andrew this whole podcast. Andrew, I apologize.
Again, you know what? I accept it at the end here. You know, I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, it comes from a good place, and that good place is...
wanting you to be better.
Yeah, and, you know, the way you do it is just like football.
No, I really got to work on being nicer to you. I'm really sorry. Here's the thing.
You hate me.
What?
You hate me.
I clearly don't hate you. I have you around me all the time, so there's no way that I hate you. That doesn't make any sense. However, I use you as a punching bag sometimes, and it's not fair because you'll take it, but I don't want you to think that I'm going to fire you if you ever tell me, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I won't. I promise you that.
I have to brush my teeth. Though.
Yeah, brush your teeth. But if I ever go too far and make you feel bad, I'm giving you permission to confront me about it.
Yeah, and honestly, you've...
With clean breath, Emil says.
I really do think our relationship, you've
made me way funnier because you're the quickest person that I know that I hate.
And that's the podcast this week. As I chew with a mouthful of arugula, I'm sorry to anyone with misophonia. You can unsubscribe now. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. We'll see you next week. Squirt, squirt.
Jackpot.
Emil?
Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.